Please hang up and try again.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
Here's the Freaks.
Oh, Freak Nation, can you smell it? Smells like Daytona to me. Yeah, it's Super Bowl weekend. I get all that. But, man, enough football for us to last until, okay, August. But now we've got Daytona 500. Crasher, can you smell it like Uncle Kenny can?
Well, clearly I can, but we're not quite done with football yet. What are you wearing?
Oh, yeah, it's, what is that? Super Bowl, do the math.
Super Bowl
94.
1994. Great story, quick story.
30 years ago?
By the way, Jimmy Johnson coming up here in the Freak Nation. Our predictions for Formula One, NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar, and who else?
The Big Four.
Big Four. Coming up, real quick. For this Super Bowl, again, another route of the Buffalo Bills by my Dallas Cowboys. I was there in Atlanta. I was there in Atlanta.
Okay.
But I wasn't at the Super Bowl. For my Dallas Cowboys, I was not at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I was in a bar in downtown Atlanta. Me and Hammer Time.
Oh, stop it. Seriously?
Swear. MC Hammer. It's when I was...
I mean, I meant that. Stop. Hammer Time.
Yeah.
I mean, you're being dead serious.
Oh, yeah. It's when I was hosting my show. Oh, my gosh. Hosting my show in Japan. It was a music show, right? Where I featured all foreign musicians, meaning no musicians from Japan. But they would fly me all over the world to interview musicians. And they said, man, can you want to go to Atlanta for the show? Yeah, my boys are in there. I'll get tickets. Nope. I was hosting, co-hosting a party with freaking MC Hammer. In Atlanta, when the Cowboys, again, were beating the Buffalo Bills' ass.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So you kind of went to the Super Bowl in 94.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Give us a four shot there, Richard C. See that one gentleman there on the lower left?
He's Cole back.
Cusimano is back here in the Freak Nation. Welcome
That's
back,
right.
Cole.
That's right. Had to grace you guys with my presence once again.
Attaboy.
Fully revived, and I'm eager to talk motorsports and predictions because it's going to be a fun year. Mm. The Clash, I know you guys weren't all jazzed up about it, but I had a blast watching it. I'm all in on NASCAR for the 2025 season, and I cannot wait for the 500.
Said the guy that got a chance to watch it from his freaking bed while we're in here gripping, trying to get a freaking live show going on as the race is going on. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Oh, Bueller. Bueller. Yeah.
That performance could rival Tommy Wiseau for worst of all time, I think.
Oh, no. The video you sent us was legendary. But here's the deal. You were one of the, how many million did we end up getting on the ratings for the NASCAR Clash?
Not many.
You enjoyed it, and the few that watched it enjoyed it, but not a lot of people saw it. Mm-hmm. So that's therein lies the problem of motorsports. And one of the reasons why we do this show, to get more people to love the sport that we love.
Freak Nation, that's about it. All you're going to hear from Bowman Gray in the show. Done. I'm over it.
Okay.
I went hard on it last Sunday night. And Monday, you know how I feel about it. Not a big fan of it. I'll be a big fan of it when it moves to Brazil.
start to learn your Portuguese now, Kenny. Come on.
Obrigado.
Oh, I got plenty of Portuguese I can lay on you. Elio Castro Neves. I knew we were going to go rabbit holes out of the show. We're going to lose all time. Elio Castro Neves.
Oh, wait, time out. So that guy that's guaranteed to be in the Daytona 500 coming
Hey-o.
Up?
Hey,
Elio Castro Neves.
Yes, we'll get to that.
Okay.
There was a word that we said on Speed Freaks when we started 25 years ago. We said it all the time. What up, B? I mean, we would welcome Dale Jr. or Gary Selzy or Al Unser Jr. What's up, B? We just use it on the show all the time.
It rhymes with witch.
Yeah, and Elio Castro Neves got wind of that.
Oh, and he was part of it. And yeah. He was just like, wait a minute.
And he told us how to say
that.
B-I-T-C-H in Portuguese.
Vagabundo. It's not a direct, it's not a direct translation. So we are allowed to say that FCC-wise. Vagabundo. Elio, if you're watching, he's laughing his ass off right now.
So there we go, Freak Nation. Welcome back, Cole. You've just been released from the show because we will no longer be on the MAV TV or YouTube networks.
It is not true. It is not true. It's not a direct translation.
Cole mentioned it. This is a prediction show with NASCAR starting up next Sunday with the Daytona 500, IndyCar a few weeks later, NHRA same, and Formula One same. First weekend of March, there, Richard's here. Second.
It opens up on February 28th is with the testing, I believe.
That's not what I asked, Richie.
No.
When's the first freaking race?
March 16th, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Formula One is what you're talking about. Okay.
Surprised Richie being the freaking Ferrari snorkeler that he is now. Well, starting on Tuesday of this week, Ferrari will be debuting their new underwear for...
Let me tell you something. Oh, God. Let me tell you something, okay? Let me tell you something. I'm so glad you brought this up, okay? So it was Tuesday, earlier this week, on Tuesday, okay? It was Tuesday. I woke up, and the first thing I saw on my timeline was the new Ferrari merch is out. It's on pre-order. The Lewis Hamilton number 44 hat is out on pre-order. I immediately went to their website and hit buy for $45. They also put out their brand new polo for 2025 season, adorned with all the merch, all of their advertisers on the front and the little tiny ass Ferrari logo, like right here. And that's it. Can you guess over under on how much they're charging for a brand new 2025 Ferrari polo?
Okay, so the hat was 45. You already leaked that.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the $125, 125.
Crash, 125. Anybody else want to place your bets? Cole?
I was going to say 125 actually as well.
125. Kenny,
I'll go under.
Under it is. $120 for Puma polo.
Right.
Barely.
Which I will not be spending my money on. Sorry,
but
Lewis.
You know, Richie, if you do buy that and show your Lewis love on the show, right here in the Freak Nation, it's a tax write-off. Technically, come on.
Oh, because it's a business expense.
What tire is on that shirt, Richard?
Well, you can put.
Oh, it's not. It's not. No, it's no. I can't wear it on the show because the sponsors are not the same. Yeah. We only wear Lucas. We wear Lucas. We wear MAV TV, General Tire, and that's it. Not the other ones. No.
You can wear Ferrari, but yeah, you're right. If the other tire is
I'm wearing the hat, bro. No, this hat's gone next week. I'm not wearing the Lucas hat next week. Even though we do love our Lucas oil, Ferrari hat's coming on next week. It's just the Ferrari logo.
Okay.
Richie, I'll let you wear the Ferrari, okay? Because we have no exclusive with a manufacturer out there. Damn it, we got 3 minutes to give our Formula One predictions, and that is fitting because real quick, Formula One to me can suck hind boob on everything around the planet. Not a big fan of Formula One. I understand the technology with Formula One. I get it. It's badass. I sat in the second seat of a Formula One car in Catalonia.
2004.
And that car did things that, again, it just doesn't compute. It does not compute. I get technology and so forth. I've had too many run-ins with Formula One. They stole the championship from Lewis Hamilton. That moment, I said, I am so done with you guys. That's why I'm going to start first with my predictions.
Oh,
because I'm going to take up the full 2 minutes. No, Richie, you go first. You being the Formula One snorkeler that you are, please don't take up the full three. Let us at least have 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll be quick. I'm 9 out of 10 excitement for the Formula One season this year. Last year, the regulations, before the new regulations of 2026, there are 6 rookies out of 20 drivers on the grid this year. It's going to be full-on chaos. We have Lewis Hamilton switching to Ferrari and challenging for his 8th championship in a constructor that finished second last year. Red Bull on the downturn. Max Verstappen does not win the championship this year. I think that's going to go to either a Ferrari driver or Lando Norris. I do not like where Red Bull was going last year, and I think they're on the downturn. They're focusing ahead of their Ford partnership in 2026. So it's a McLaren-Ferrari 1-2 finish this year again with a brand new World Driver Champion.
Let me follow that because...
Well, hold on. So no name? You're not going to put an actual name?
Sorry.
He just said a Ferrari or a McLaren. Yeah. So
I wanted to be Lewis, trust me. So I'm going to say Lewis.
Say a damn name.
It's Lewis. Lewis Hamilton is going to win his 8th World Driver Championship this year.
It makes too much sense for Formula One. It's too easy, Richie. That's too easy. for Formula One.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Because Lewis has been robbed since 3 years ago. So, no, it does. It's not too easy. With all the crap that's been going on at Red Bull for the past 12 months, it's not too easy. Lewis is going to fight for this, and Ferrari's going to ensure that it happens.
Listen, when Max Verstappen says this, and I quote, "If we continue like this," talking about the 2024 season, "I won't be the champion next year." It's as simple as that. Richard C. Suave mentioned the development constraints with the regulatory penalties. You did mention that. The internal team issues at Red Bull. I hope Max Verstappen at least grabs a three spot this year. I get it. Dude can drive his ass off. But Lando Norris is my pick. I would say Lewis because that'd be a hell of a story, Richie. But even Formula One and Liberty Media knows that's too obvious. We can't swing it that hard. We can't swing it that hard. Lando Norris is a fan favorite. Like the guy from what I've seen of him on TikTok, which has been three times I've visited TikTok. Lando Norris, my pick to win Formula One.
Okay.
Crasher, quickly. You got 30 seconds.
I just did. I said Lewis Hamilton because Ferrari's going to fight for this one. And I don't think it's going to be as easy as you are making it seem like it will be. I think it is going to be a dogfight. I think
we need to give Cole some time. He's got about 20 seconds.
Yes, go.
Cole, who you got for Formula One?
Well, being the resident Italian here, I'm going to go with a Ferrari as well.
Forza!
I will also go with Lewis Hamilton. Last 8 years, he had Max win the last four. The four prior to that was Lewis. Let's see number eight. For
yes.
Lewis Hamilton.
History in the
Boom.
Making.
Coming up next, our NASCAR predictions on the heels of the Daytona 500. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studio.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
This segment is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know you hear about therapy and the broad benefits that it can provide to people, but with BetterHelp, it's not just the benefits of therapy, it's also the convenience of being able to log on to more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. You know, we hear about red flags in life that we really should be avoiding. Something that BetterHelp is doing now, come on, race fans, you're with me here. How about looking for green flags, positive influences in your life, your family relationships, your friendships? BetterHelp can find that for you. Whether you're dating, married, building new friendships, BetterHelp can help you form relationships that love you back. Discover those green flags in your life with BetterHelp. Go today. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks. Positivity. Green flags in your life, it's all done with BetterHelp.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined.
freaking segment is brought to you by our good friends at Straight Talk. Need more data so you can stream your jams on a loop? Or what about listen to Speed Freaks? Switch to Straight Talk and get a deal. That's a real unlimited data deal on reliable 5G network. Straight Talk, available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. We continue on with our 2025 predictions for motorsports. Formula One, last segment. This segment will be NASCAR. Speaking of, Jimmy Johnson, seven-timer, will be joining us here in the Freak Nation coming up next segment. And it being February, Black History Month, we want to feature black motorsports personalities. When I say motorsports personalities, it could be drivers, they could be tire changers, they could be team owners. We have a number of African-Americans involved in motorsports that we have slated for throughout the month of February. Crasher, for second hour, we have...
Oh, let's just take a track. President and CEO Latasha Causey, right here at Phoenix International Raceway.
Mm-hmm. So Jimmy Johnson coming up in about 15 minutes. NASCAR predictions for 2025. There's one site that I think I might be going to more often. I'm a little partial. It's called Money Stop. Do you even have a website, Cole?
No site. We are just, streaming through Anchor. So it goes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, cool, Google Play.
So in other words, I went boomer. I went, hey, let me go to your website to check out.
Hit my blog on MySpace while you're at it, too.
Yeah, we got it. Hey, when we started Speed Freaks, MySpace was the thing. And it was MySpace just developing?
When we started Speed Freaks, MySpace wasn't even in existence yet.
Right.
Yeah, that was... Oh, we started Speed Freaks in the year 2000. When was MySpace? Was that 02, 03?
And on that note, here's another one for you. Hence, the paraphernalia behind us. You're going to go, where's the Kyle Larson? Where's the Chase Elliott? Where's the... Not a whole lot of new stuff behind us because we're celebrating 25 years of Speed Freaks this year. And when we started Speed Freaks, shortly thereafter, you kids remember something called Napster?
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Why did we have the head of Napster on the show, Crasher?
Oh, we did.
In the studio with us.
Was there a Napster Motorsports affiliation?
It might have been, Crasher?
I don't remember.
It might have been the whole debacle between Napster and Metallica.
There was, yes.
Us being freaking metalheads. Okay, that's what it was, right?
Yes. It wasn't even motorsports related.
So, well, at the show here, not motorsports related.
You have a Judas Priest poster right behind you, so yeah, there you go.
That's freaking turbo, man.
Okay.
The girl's grabbing a stick. So damn funny about that there.
Phrasing.
Like that? Well, that's the whole idea. You're not supposed to laugh. You're supposed to let it just go. It's not just, I just teed it up for you. All right, NASCAR predictions. Now that we have 60,000 people turning off their TVs from watching us for the last 3 minutes we spent bull lesson. Let's start off with Cole here. Cole, I'm going to want your predictions for the 2025 season, for the NASCAR Cup season, for the 2025 Cup season. And again, this doesn't have to necessarily be a driver winning the championship. It could be, I think Kyle Larson is going to suck, and he's going to finish out the top 10. What's your prediction for 2025?
I got a few predictions. I will give a championship, but one thing I also wanted to add was that I think that this is going to be a rebound year for KFB, Kyle Busch. It's just been weird for me to see him struggle so much in the Cup Series. I know RCR's equipment hasn't really been up to snuff lately in this top level. But, it just pains me to see someone like Kyle Busch, who was dominating races on a weekly basis with Jimmy Johnson back in the late 2000s, early 2010s, be non-competitive. So I think I like what I've seen from him this offseason. He's been much more involved with the dirt racing scene,
right,
helping Brexton get underway. So I think he's going to have a good year. I think he'll have multiple wins this year. For a champion, can I give him a championship prediction?
Sure.
Yes.
You mentioned the Money Stop.
If Richie goes to a four shot.
Maybe. Okay. All right. So my pick for the NASCAR Cup Series champion is going to be the 24 and 25, William Byron. And per FanDuel, he has the best odds for payout. Plus 750 behind Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell for the title. Last season, 21 top 10s was tied for second most in the series. That matched his single season record from right the year prior. Tied for third best average finish with teammate Kyle Larson. The only thing against him is that he gets all of his winning done at the beginning of the year, every single season. He got all three wins last year in the first eight races. But he ended last season with 7 consecutive top 6 finishes and 4 podium finishes at that. Mm. So if he can get some wins in the middle of the summer months and just have that consistency, I think that'll be a big thing. But I love what I've seen from William Byron the last 2-3 years. He's been much more mature, much more composed, more confident. I think that's a very strong quality for a champion and in determining a champion. So that on top of the fact this is the 5th year with Rudy Fugle atop the pit box, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a big deal for that 24 team.
Look, man, William Byron makes Chase Elliott and his personality look like freaking Sam Kennison. Really? That's who you think's going to win the championship. Not necessarily who you want. Come on, man. It can't be who you want. You want Kyle. You gotta have a crap starter for your champion to represent, right?
I mean, I love to see Kyle Larson get second championship. Yeah. I got a good feeling about Willie B. He's been getting better and better every year.
Okay.
He had the 6 wins in 23. So I think the potential's there. It's just a matter of putting it all together, you know? All and right. I think year 5 with Rudy is going to be a big deal, so... Go with 24 and 25.
Richard C. Suave, your NASCAR predictions for 2025.
I mentioned, I believe it was 2 weeks ago on this show, that I wasn't that excited for NASCAR this year, and I'm going to stand by that. I really don't think there's a lot of storylines headed into the season, so maybe you guys can help me come up with reasons to be excited about the NASCAR Cup Series this year, because I will tell you this. I'm more excited about the NASCAR Xfinity Series than I am the Cup Series right now.
I can see that.
And do you want to know? Would you like to know why? Let me explain why.
Well, just the fact that you and Cole have hijacked the first 8 minutes of this segment. Go right ahead, Richard.
Let them.
We just got Jimmy Johnson waiting on us. Go ahead, Richard.
Let me continue. Right. I'm more excited about watching Connor Zilich in the NASCAR Xfinity Series than I am anything related to the NASCAR Cup Series right now.
Great point.
Yeah. He's gonna win the NASCAR Xfinity Championship this year. He's in multiple NASCAR Cup Series races as well. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe he could become the youngest NASCAR Cup Series winner. I believe, Cole, I don't know if you know this off the top of your head, because we talked about it last year on the show. I believe Joey Logano is currently the youngest ever to win the NASCAR Cup Series, and Connor Zilich beats that this year in a win in the NASCAR Cup Series this year.
So sliced bread. That's where the whole sliced bread came from, as the youngest dude.
Richie, just throw a name out there you think is going to win the
Cup championship. He just made a prediction for Xfinity. I think that works.
No, I think it's beautiful. But just throw a name out there, Richie, because
the championship?
We got to hammer each other throughout the year.
It's Christopher Bell's winning the championship this year. He got screwed last year at Martinsville. Absolutely screwed. He should have been in the final four. NASCAR just, again, making things up and just randomly putting another guy in the championship four that didn't belong.
Right.
Christopher Bell gets it done this year.
Crasher, your NASCAR predictions for 2025?
I really want this to happen. Toyota is pulling out of the NHRA after this season. So Toyota, they're putting their money in NASCAR. They're beefing things up. I really think that for the first time in, what are we talking, maybe 8 years, that somebody outside of Hendrick and Penske and Joe Gibbs is going to actually win this title. I think 2311 is going to be alive this year. Tyler Reddick, he's got a second kid on the way, so he's going to push even harder. I really, truly think Toyota is going to beef things up, and Tyler Reddick's going to be the one with the big check at the end of the season.
That a girl, I like that. Stepping out a little bit, but it's not far flung, frankly.
It's going to take a bit.
But given what's transpiring between 2311 and NASCAR and blasting out kids, it's like, I get it, man.
Okay, I did reference that.
I've been saying that for 25 years, Crasher. We got about a minute and a half, but we got to go to break on the Freak Radio, on the Freak Radio Network, YouTube, and of course on MAV TV. I think everything that Cole said, I agree with. Richie, a little bit in there. Okay, there's my prediction. What's so funny, man?
I'm going to talk, you happy bastard.
At the taping of this show, most betting sites had Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson tied with odds. Is that true, Cole, from Money Stop? Still true?
Yep.
Okay.
Depends on the sports book, but yes.
Joey Logano only wins them on even years, right?
That's right. So he's out this year. Don't even think about it.
Denny Hamlin will never win a NASCAR Cup championship.
Except that Toyota.
Mm-mm. Kyle Larson. What Kyle Larson does for me, granted, a little partial, because the dude comes in the Freak Nation the majority of the time when we ask. He's one of those champions that will say anything he wants to and get away with it. He's not flamboyant and in your face and mother effing this. It's like, yeah, I think they just need to blow up that track. It sucked. And get away with it. People love that.
And you know what? Yeah, he is a better driver than Max Verstappen. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
I agree. Mm-hmm. So there's my prediction. Kyle Larson, Crasher, you went with?
I went with Tyler Reddick. Let's go Toyota.
Richard C. Suave.
Christopher Bell.
And Cole C. Cole.
Will it be? Will it be, baby?
Cole C. Cole. So there's our predictions. What are your predictions, Freak Nation? Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and, of course, the website, speedfreaks.tv. We're going to ask seven-timer Jimmy Johnson his predictions for 2025. He joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
This segment is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know you hear about therapy and the broad benefits that it can provide to people, but with BetterHelp, it's not just the benefits of therapy, it's also the convenience of being able to log on to more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. You know, we hear about red flags in life that we really should be avoiding. Something that BetterHelp is doing now, come on, race fans, you're with me here. How about looking for green flags, positive influences in your life, your family relationships, your friendships? BetterHelp can find that for you. Whether you're dating, married, building new friendships, BetterHelp can help you form relationships that love you back. Discover those green flags in your life with BetterHelp. Go today. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks. Positivity, green flags in your life. It's all done with BetterHelp.
3 years of sellout crowds, 3 years of edge of your seat action, 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR, and now NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Playoffs are coming Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
This freaking segment is brought to you by our friends at Lucas Oil. Now, what automobile do you have in the garage? I bet Lucas Oil could keep that thing fat and happy and on the road. From everyday car care, heavy-duty trucking to agriculture, hot rods, classic cars, motorcycles, and marine, Lucas Oil has what you need to keep those engines, interiors, and exteriors looking like and running like they're supposed to be. For more information, go to the website, lucasoil.com, and find the perfect Lucas Oil product. Keep your rides on the road. Kenny Sargent, Crash Gladys, coming up in moments again. Jimmy Johnson joining us here in the Freak Nation. Crasher, a busy freaking week for the seven-timer.
Holy cow. Debuting that commercial, well, the teaser to the paint scheme reveal that you all saw. The teaser with Jimmy Johnson doing a free throw competition with Shaquille O'Neal, which actually ended up being a spectacular video. Not sure if that was Carvana or who edited that thing and put it together, but it was amazing. And Jimmy almost beat Shaq. Almost beat him. It was really good. If you don't know what we're talking about, head to Jimmy Johnson's Instagram page, Shaq's Instagram page, or Legacy Motor Club's Instagram page. You'll see it all. And then Shaq ends up picking up Jimmy for a dunk. And then the paint reveal comes out for the Daytona 500. Because Jimmy lost the bet, Shaq got to choose the paint scheme, even though it's not paint anymore. Nobody paints anymore. No. It's sticker scheme. So yes, that led into the Super Bowl and all of the Toyota stuff that Jimmy was doing. Yes, huge week for him. Oh, and by the way, he has to race the Daytona 500 coming up in just a few days.
And there is a rumor out there about Jimmy Johnson teaming up with Tom Brady for the Indy 500 this year, with Sebastian Bourdais jumping in the car, all under the umbrella of Chip Ganassi Racing.
Yes.
We'll ask Jimmy Johnson about that coming up in moments. A lot of things to talk about with the seven-timer checking in from New Orleans. Crash, you ready to do this with Jimmy Johnson?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Let's get him on the line.
All right. Did I already do the... So Jimmy Johnson, seven-timer, joining us here in the Freak Nation, and you're maneuvering through Radio Row. And if you're not familiar with Freak Nation with Radio Row, it's where hundreds of radio stations set up in this big-ass convention center and promote the Super Bowl for 5 days, and they have big-timers like Jimmy Johnson roll through and do all kinds of interviews. Is it tougher maneuvering this freaking Radio Row or turns 3 and 4 at Daytona, Jimmy?
Radio Row by far. This is foreign soil, foreign territory here.
And it's sports people, stick and ball sports people, asking me questions of how does it feel to go across the check? How do you think it feels? How do you think it feels to win going 200 miles an hour, you dope?
It's been a lot of like, why is the first race of the year your Super Bowl and not at the end? I've heard that over and over and over.
So has that been the stupidest question you've gotten, Jimmy, so far at Radio Row?
Yeah. Everybody's been pretty in tune with the sport, and it's gone really well. So that would be the one.
All right. So seven-timer Jimmy Johnson joining us, Lucas Oil Studios, Freak Radio Network, and Almav TV, getting set for the Daytona 500. You're running Daytona, and you're running the 600 coming up. As a part-time driver, and of course a team owner now. How is Jimmy's life as far as difficulty goes, just having to step up from day-to-day operations, you know, once you get your ass out of bed?
Yeah, it's a much different schedule and focus than I've had before. But I have to say, I am so excited about the opportunity and have the excitement and drive and focus and dedication like I did in 2002 when I got my opportunity to drive a cup car for Hendrick Motorsports. You know, it's not easy by any stretch, and, you know, the leadership skills that I've learned as a driver, a part of a small team within a team, some of that carries over, but there's so much new that I'm discovering and trying to build on. And, you know, I just really love learning. I love to challenge myself, and I feel like I'm drinking out of a fire hose right now, trying to go through this education, but I'm really enjoying it.
Who has helped you more? Has it been fellow drivers such as a Kyle Larson or a Dario Franchitti, or has it been other team owners, like your team owners, whether it's Chip Ganassi or Rick Hendrick? Who has given you some of the best advice in this role that you are now as a driver owner?
All the years driving for Rick, there's no doubt that just watching and being a part of that system, I quickly learned and was able to absorb and understand his way, which I firmly believe in the way that he leads people, as a servant leader, people, you know, they call that place home, and they work for him at such a deeper level than other places as a result. So I hope to evolve into that position and continue to learn by watching conversations. You know, the game has changed a lot over the years, and the way we race now is much different. And also the business landscape, you don't have sponsors that come on and buy a full season. Mm-hmm. And so to package, you know, call it 5 to 7 primary sponsors to each car. So we have 2 cars, you know, the workload, the lift, the marketing, the interaction, the meetings, the FaceTime, you know, there's just a lot to that. And that's a lot different than before. So I'm up early. I stay up late. Find myself drinking a lot of coffee these days and just on the grind.
Well, where's the coffee sponsorship?
I know. I've been working on that for years, and I have been striking out. So if you guys have any good ideas, put me in.
Yeah. Well, who is it in NHRA? Black Rifle Coffee Company? Yes, we'll get back to you on that.
Awesome. Thank you.
So 7-timer Jimmy Johnson joining us here in the Freak Nation. He brought the name Hendrick in there. Of course, Johnson is synonymous with motorsports and NASCAR. From my standpoint, chasing sponsorships and partners, it does tend to wear on you. Has it started to wear on Jimmy Johnson yet because of the detail that you've got to put forth for not necessarily a full season? You mentioned it, for 4 or 5 races, you've got to put on $7 million worth of effort to get $500,000.
It's not wearing on me. It's really been inspiring. Wow. And I'm trying to build something, you know, and I have – we obviously have our NASCAR program, and you know, trying to get our 2 cars first and foremost at the front of the field and winning races and competing for championships. But I hope that we can expand to a 3rd car someday. I hope that Legacy Motor Club can compete in sports car racing. I'd love to go back off-road racing somehow. You know, there are other championships that I think in time would make a lot of sense for us to be a part of. I think our name Legacy affords us the opportunity to really build a brand and build a lifestyle brand over time. And then the motor club aspect of our name, I truly feel there is an opportunity in front of us to build a club or an opportunity, an experiential opportunity for fans that they haven't experienced yet. And, you know, as I'm out trying to bring this vision to life, there's a lot of selling that goes on with that. And there's certainly a lot of opportunities to meet people in these spaces that have interests in all this. And we just announced a strategic partner in Knighthead Capital that's come on board, taking a minority stake in our race team. And through their portfolio and the various assets that they have and what they're trying to assemble within sports, you know, there's some unique and different opportunities for us down the road. As we continue to grow and evolve here, and that chase is really fun and exhilarating.
Wow. I don't think I would have expected fun and exhilarating to come out of chasing partnerships, which can be tedious. It is extremely rewarding, but it can be tedious in the journey. Now, you mentioned how Legacy is developing its own legacy, Legacy Motor Club. And I've noticed this thing with 7-time, and it's been you and Richard, and that's been so awesome to follow. And I know there's that hint of an Indy 500 ride coming up, maybe this year, maybe next year. If Scott Dixon, your good buddy, if he wins his 7th this year, will he become a part of your Legacy Motor Club?
Oh, gosh, I would love that, but there is so many, that would be a dream. There is nothing in effect to make that happen. Maybe we can start that rumor here and it can catch fire and get going. But Dixie is just a great, great friend. Dario as well. My time I spent at Chip Ganassi Racing, I will forever cherish friendships I built there, the relationship with Chip. And there's no one rooting more for Scott in the 7th. Well, I guess his family, but then I'm right behind them. Well, maybe behind Dario, the more I think about it. But anyhow, love that guy, and I wish him all the best. And gosh, it would be incredible someday to have a team to offer Dixie a ride, but by then he'll be 70, and I don't know if he'll be willing to get back in a car.
Oh, I didn't even mean as a driver. I want him as a co-owner with you.
Co-owner, he can help
you. Yes. He can help you bring that ride to the Indy 500.
There you go. I follow you now. Yes. Anytime I could take with Scott or Dario and have them either offering advice or if someday they had interest in the company, I would take that in a heartbeat.
That's just the first part of Jimmy Johnson here in the Freak Nation, checking in from New Orleans. More with the seven-timer. That's seven-time NASCAR Cup Series championship. Do you remember relishing in the fact what this guy was doing with those championships? Or were you one of those guys going, I'm tired of Jimmy Johnson winning the championship? Were you one of those Kansas City Chief haters or New England Patriot haters? Well, settle down, Skipjack. The seven-timer continues on. Next, right here, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studio.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
This segment is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know you hear about therapy and the broad benefits that it can provide to people, but with BetterHelp, it's not just the benefits of therapy, it's also the convenience of being able to log on to more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. You know, we hear about red flags in life that we really should be avoiding. Something that BetterHelp is doing now, come on, race fans, you're with me here. How about looking for green flags, positive influences in your life, your family relationships, your friendships? BetterHelp can find that for you. Whether you're dating, married, building new friendships, BetterHelp can help you form relationships that love you back. Discover those green flags in your life with BetterHelp. Go today, visit betterhelp.com/speedfreaks and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks. Positivity, green flags in your life. It's all done with BetterHelp.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire Speed Freaks since 2001.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic? One beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go Nug Max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for limited time only. Select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
3 years of sellout crowds. 3 years of edge of your seat action. 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR. And now, NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship playoffs are coming Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Nation. Make your plans now to get yourself a new set of General tires. Fall's here. Winter's coming. Wet weather. You want to make sure you're on a new set of General tires. For more information, check it out at GeneralTire.com. That's GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for over two decades. You're back with the Freaks. More with Jimmy Johnson coming up in moments. But first, this segment brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. Do yourself a favor, your family, your friends, when they're rolling in your car, make sure you have a new set of General tires. What tires do you need for that snappy ride in your garage? Well, then go to GeneralTire.com. That's GeneralTire.com, the official tire of the Freaks. Jimmy Johnson was kind enough to spend about 15, 20 minutes with us as he was checking in from New Orleans, Radio Row, as they call it. And we continue on with our conversation with seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson right here from the Lucas Oil Studios. So are you telling me, Jimmy Johnson, that Tom Brady and Jimmy Johnson for the Indy 500 this year is off?
It's funny how rumors start up. I can help maybe pull this thread together. Knighthead Capital, who is invested in Legacy Motor Club, has a relationship with Tom. And so through that, this thing spun up. It's a hell of an idea, but we're not prepared or ready at this point to compete in 25 at the Indy 500. I certainly would hope in time there's a chance for that, and we'll take this great idea and try to sell it upstream, but it's just a rumor right now.
See, they're waiting for Dixon to get his seventh title, and then it all makes sense. Then all these seven-timers come together. Yeah. I get it. It's all good. But what I do like is the Penske's, the Ganassi's, a little bit of Wayne Taylor and Andretti, they were the ones, kind of the OGs of going through all the motorsports. Actually, let's go to Cal Wells, too. A little bit of off-road, a little bit of IndyCar, a little bit of NASCAR, but it never really took on with the fan base until, in my opinion, now. With you guys, Legacy Motor Club and Trackhouse, now it's like the trendy thing to do. Granted, it costs a lot more money, but the fact that you guys are doing it, I'm going to circle back to the beginning of the interview, how rewarding it is for you guys to diversify, but also for the fan base now. They finally all get it.
Yeah, I think there are a few elements in play. And, you know, ultimately, I think the largest element is a charter system or a franchise system. You know, racing isn't cheap, and it's tough to create an annual return. But if you have enterprise value that's growing through a franchise system of sorts, you know, it's worth having multiple series to compete in. You know, NASCAR for the longest time was not that. The enterprise value is continuing to grow. It allows us to think differently and to actually attract investors from different walks of life and to kind of expand the offerings that are there. I hope that other forms of motorsports can lean into a charter system of sorts and help shore up that enterprise value, because as they do so, I think there'll be more opportunities in the motorsport space, and you'll have others venture out and try to brand across multiple platforms and have different offerings.
And then would we go back to, I know it wasn't the most successful, but I myself personally loved it, an IndyCar NASCAR weekend. Could we go to a place and have NHRA, IndyCar, NASCAR, maybe dirt track on a Saturday night, all in the same venue, kind of a Super Bowl of sorts for motorsports?
Gosh, I hope so. And you're right. I think that the motorsports landscape is evolving in a very productive way. And when I look at NASCAR specifically, the fact that SMI and ISC took their tracks back private and they're not beholden to shareholders allows them flexibility. And we're seeing that with the Chicago Street Race. We see that with Mexico City and some of these other opportunities. So it is trending in the right way. There are some other egos in play. You know, you have the series themselves, and they feel that, and they're all, which everyone you just mentioned, they're all major series that all command a Sunday presence. So who's going to give up the Sunday presence? You know, who's going to be Friday? Who's going to be Saturday? So there's some stuff in play, but if we think big enough and there's enough support, there's enough to go around for everyone. And I do think that in time there's a chance.
Hey, Jimmy Johnson joining us here in the Freak Nation. Jimmy, we had Trevor Bayne on with us recently. And when he mentioned that he's coaching Jimmy Johnson, I thought, what? How can you coach a seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion? How does Trevor Bayne coach Jimmy Johnson?
Trevor's been a tremendous help for us. First and foremost, just an awesome dude. And then Trevor and I were training for triathlons back when we were racing together in the Cup Series. And I took the route of hiring a coach and just having somebody boss me around. Trevor and Josh Wise were both like, I'm going to figure this out on my own. And now you look at where we are 10, 15 years later, they're both coaching drivers, and I still have people bossing me around telling me what to do. But both of them have such an incredible way to dig into the details, spot them, and articulate them to drivers so that they can understand them. And with the new car, it drives so much differently than the old car, especially finding that last tenth or two. And the habits from the previous generation car work completely against you in this vehicle. And so Trevor was very helpful for me trying to understand some of these braking points, how to use the throttle, how to keep the right pitch angle in the car as you enter the turn. Because if you use your feet incorrectly, you enter the corner with less downforce than anyone else, and it takes a while for the diffuser to charge it back up and create the downforce, and you just lose lap time. And so it was really helpful there for me and also for our other two drivers on a weekly basis.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Can we just say, we know we've got to let you go. You've got 5,000 interviews, you and Shaq and the entire entourage of Toyota going on there at the Super Bowl. But right now, can I just say how comfortable you look? Either you're sitting next to a Toyota monster truck or you're just chilling on the ground.
I'm in a low seat next to a really cool Toyota. I'm not sure what it is, but yeah.
Hey, Jimmy,
real quick,
I worked with Shaq when I was in Los Angeles. He was with the Lakers. And the first time I met him, I shook his hand and had to think, am I shaking someone's foot? Shaking Shaq's hand is a different animal, isn't it?
He's such a big guy. I mean, it's such a gentle giant as well. What a stud. I've had a lot of fun with him.
Agreed.
Jimmy, it's fantastic when you roll in the Freak Nation. We appreciate what you're doing. Appreciate your time coming here with the Freaks, my friend.
I appreciate you. Appreciate you both. Thank you so much.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right. Cheers. Take care.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Stay there. No, stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Yeah, Crasher, just leaning back on a Toyota, chilling in the Freak Nation as your seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, Jimmy Johnson.
I'm glad he put the rumors, at least temporarily, to rest with this whole Indy 500 ride, potentially him and Tom Brady and Sebastian Bourdais being the driver. Because, come on, let's face it, there are only 4 months to go before that becomes a reality. The time is not there, but don't count out 2026. He just put the puzzle pieces together. Brady is tied in with the new capital firm that, Knighthead, I believe, that came on board with Legacy. So, yeah, okay, for future. It's fun for us to play with that and all the seven-time references. Tom Brady, seven-time Super Bowl champion. Jimmy Johnson, Richard Petty, seven-time NASCAR champions. We shall see.
His name again is Jimmy Johnson, seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion here in the Freak Nation, checking in from New Orleans, of course, as I mentioned at the top of the interview. It's called Radio Row, where you have hundreds of radio stations, mostly sports talk radio stations across the country, lining up in this convention center to talk sports. 60% of the people that you interview there at your table have everything to do with sports. 30% no, and maybe 10%, a little bit of yes, football and sports, but no. When Jimmy Johnson rolls up and they ask the question, Crasher, about why is your Super Bowl at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, why do you kick things off and then have 32 others to go? Yeah, why? Well, because that's the way it's been done. You don't mess with history. You don't mess with tradition. Daytona has always been February. Where else are you going to race in February? California Speedway's gone, so yeah, don't have really any other options.
Right. Freak Nation coming up in the second hour. As I always say, it's a big second hour. Every second hour is big in the Freak Nation. Latasha Causey, Phoenix Raceway president, African-American female, as we celebrate Black History Month here in the Freak Nation. What's it been like for her to roll into all these NASCAR races? And now she's been out in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, an African-American female doing her job. I'm sure she gets a lot of questions about that. We'll talk to her about her position in sports and motorsports specifically. Also, NHRA predictions and your Daytona 500 predictions. A big second hour coming up right here. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
This freaking segment is brought to you by our friends at Lucas Oil. Now, what automobile do you have in the garage? I bet Lucas Oil could keep that thing fat and happy and on the road. From everyday car care, heavy-duty trucking, to agriculture, hot rods, classic cars, motorcycles, and marine, Lucas Oil has what you need to keep those engines, interiors, and exteriors looking like and running like they're supposed to be. For more information, go to the website, lucasoil.com, and find the perfect Lucas Oil product. Keep your rides on the road.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
This segment is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know you hear about therapy and the broad benefits that it can provide to people, but with BetterHelp, it's not just the benefits of therapy, it's also the convenience of being able to log on to more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. You know, we hear about red flags in life that we really should be avoiding. Something that BetterHelp is doing now, come on, race fans, you're with me here. How about looking for green flags, positive influences in your life, your family relationships, your friendships? BetterHelp can find that for you. Whether you're dating, married, building new friendships, BetterHelp can help you form relationships that love you back. Discover those green flags in your life with BetterHelp. Go today. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks. Positivity, green flags in your life, it's all done with BetterHelp.
For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
Lowe's knows that your deadlines don't change, even when your job does. But with Lowe's Buy Online, Pick Up in Store, we'll help you adjust on the fly. And when you absolutely can't leave the project, we can deliver to your job site as soon as same day. Lowe's knows pros. We help you save. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
3 years of sellout crowds. 3 years of edge of your seat action. 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR. And now, NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Playoffs are coming Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
Please hang up and try again.
Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
Here's the Freaks.
Second hour of the Freaks, and happy Black History Month, Freak Nation. Speaking of, Crasher, we have a special guest this hour, don't we?
Latasha Kazi, the pontiff of Phoenix International Raceway.
She will be joining us this hour, and we also have more predictions as we get into the 2025 motorsports season. Daytona 500, of course, coming up on Sunday. We'll have our take on what we expect for that. But we got IndyCar, NHRA predictions for you coming up. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and like and subscribe on YouTube at Official Speed Freaks. And, of course, right here on the MAV TV network. And be sure you have the MAV TV Go app. I'm going to give us 10 minutes, I think, to get into some IndyCar. We've been shortchanging everybody on this freaking set. But I think we're going to do it. Is that all right with you, Crasher?
Yes. Well, clearly.
So do we still?
IndyCar's my jam, so yes.
Richie, go to a four shot. I want to welcome back Cole. He's back for the second hour. He didn't get sick or have to visit the ER or, you know, urgent care. You feeling all right there, Colson?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Colson.
Got some Mountain Dew in me, so yeah. Ready to rock and roll.
That is the nectar of anyone who is sick. That always just makes you better, right?
It is not.
Exactly. Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mountain Dew is my college drink. Yes.
Yeah, because it just shuts down the rest of your body, and they got to take. That's what the hell it is. Ginger ale is the go-to.
But you're immune to anything if you drink Mountain Dew.
Kenny, you thought I
evidently
was serious.
Not because you evidently sick as a dog last Sunday.
Well, that's why I'm drinking it.
Oh, okay.
That's sure.
Yeah.
Kenny, you really thought I was serious when I said that. Clearly, ginger ale is the one that helps you when you are sick.
Yes.
No, I was kidding.
Crasher, I've been married to you for what, almost 16 years. Yes. I've known you for 25. There are some things that you've done and said that I don't know what the hell and why the hell. You're able to sit here and enjoy this fine extravaganza for almost 25 years. Freak Radio Network, we're going to say hello to you again. Again, started on one little old radio station in Los Angeles. It wasn't a little old radio station. It was a behemoth. It was 97.1. Now we're on across the country on many radio affiliates across the country. Every freaking audio app you can imagine, we're on it. And, of course, on MAV TV, MAV TV Go, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Where else, Richie?
TikTok. Did you say TikTok already?
That's right.
We're not on any of the cool stuff the kids are on nowadays. There's more out there, but I can't remember.
Hey, does TikTok do live streaming like Instagram?
Yes, you can. You can, but you have to do it via your phone.
Copy.
Shenanigans. Can we talk about IndyCar so I don't have to explain this to the old man over here, please?
Yes. Richard C. Suave, your predictions for the 2025 IndyCar season, which, by the way, short of Crash, okay, I'll give it to you, Richie. He is the biggest IndyCar homer
this
set. That's a fact. I don't know if it's just the similarities between IndyCar and Formula One. Easy Formula One, happy boy. There are similarities, okay? I don't know what it is, but it's awesome. He's been to one race.
Yeah, it's true. Because you guys won't take me to the Indy 500, but I digress.
You're going this year.
All right, Richie, your predictions for the IndyCar series for 2025.
Okay, so behind Formula One, IndyCar is the series I'm most looking forward to this year. I think it's going to be terrific. I think it's going to be great for a couple reasons. Number one is I cannot wait to continue to see the growth of Colton Herta. He wants that Cadillac seat. I think he does. He wants that Cadillac seat in Formula One in 2026. He's been rumored to be the front runner for that for a while because it's an American outfit and they want an American driver. Do you know who finished second in 2024 in the point standings?
That would be Colton.
It was Colton Herta. He took a massive, massive step forward in 2024. And I think he's going to continue to do that this year. And I think he might give Alex Palou a run for his money. So, you know what? Screw it. We're called the Freaks for a reason. Give me Colton Herta as your 2025 IndyCar Series champion. That would get him his super license to go to F1, and he goes to Cadillac in 2026.
He's at plus 850 versus plus 240 with Alex Palou. That's really who you're going with?
Yes.
Actually, talk to the Money Stop guy. There's some money to be made right there. Plus 840? 850?
It just went up 10.
Because we all can't come on here and say Alex Plow is going to win again. That's right. Not fun.
I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, we're not the IndyCar.com broadcast. You know, we're called Speed Freaks for a reason.
No, I like that pick of Colton Herta. The problem, though, is that you allow, would they allow their champion to not be able to defend and go off into Formula One fantasy land? No, that's not good for the series. So I'm going to go with history being made. It's going to be another Chip Ganassi driver, but this time it's going to be Scott Dixon because, damn it, not only is he going to finally win his second Indy 500 in 2025, but he's going to go on and make history by becoming a seven-time champion. Lewis Hamilton goes to number 8 in Formula One. Scott Dixon's going to go to number 7 in IndyCar. It's got to happen. Why are you laughing, Kenny?
Well, because we're all Scott Dixon snorkers.
Yes.
One of the original OGs here in the Freak Nation when he was running in, what the hell was it, Atlantic Series?
No, he was Indy Lights.
Whatever it was called back in 2002 or 3.
I will bring that t-shirt up from our other place that we have down in Texas. I've got a Scott Dixon original.
Look up at that camera.
Which camera are we going on? Okay, hey.
Yeah, there we go.
I've got a Scott Dixon original 1998 t-shirt, I believe.
Okay.
The t-shirt that they were selling in New Zealand to help him make money to come over to the States. Boom. Yes, he's been an OG, at least in my mind. Well, he has been. He's been an OG in the Freak Nation, too.
You want to break some news in here, Freak Nation? I don't think she's ever said this.
What?
Who was your boyfriend at the time?
His crew chief.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Daryl. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I worked for the
Who
team.
Was your next boyfriend at the time?
You.
Yeah. Upgrade.
Hey-o. I don't know.
Daryl's a good dude. He's a good dude.
He's an Aussie. Or
a Kiwi.
Okay.
Don't you confuse those two countries. Yes, yes. But there was also the team that I last worked for in the IndyCar series, PacWest Racing.
All right, so you're going... Pitching team. Oh, I already forgot it.
Scott Dixon!
You're going Scott Dixon. We just spent 5 minutes talking about him. Richard C. is going Colton Herta. Mm-hmm. What about you, Colson? I can't come up with it. I just...
Colson. All right. Coltrane. I don't know. No, okay, so...
Coltrane.
I'm going to endorse my fellow paisan, Santino Ferrucci, but I don't think he's going to win, obviously.
He wins for best hair.
What's that?
He wins for best hair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all do, right? I mean, I'm wearing the hat right now.
And he's shorter than you, right?
Probably same size. Everyone's taller than me, so probably a little bit taller.
I think his last name is taller than he is.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Probably.
What?
Cusimano. For the champion, I'm going to go with a Penske driver. I'm going to go with Scott McLaughlin.
Speaking of Kiwis,
2021 Rookie of the Year, tied for most wins and podiums last year with 3 and 7 respectively, mm-hmm. most poles, most laps led by almost 300 at that in the series. So I'm going to go with the Penske driver, and he is plus 425 per BetMGM, the second shortest odds to Alex Palou for the championship.
What's Palou sitting at now? You have that?
I don't.
Because I have it here at plus 240. You just said McLaughlin.
Well, that's BetMGM. BetMGM is plus 425. I choose the best payout.
Copy.
So, yeah, BetMGM had the best payout for McLaughlin.
All right.
I'm riding the McLaughlin, don't call me McLaughlin, wave as well.
The thirsty threes, baby.
Yeah, and everything that Cole said, I have in my notes. You know who effed him last year?
His teammate, Joseph Newgarden.
Absolutely. Yep. What a punk.
Agreed.
So how do they deflect? They do a damn show about it, a promotion on Fox about his jawbone and sperm. There you go. No, it's Scott McLaughlin. He will win the 2025 IndyCar Championship.
Wow, two of you going Scotty. Okay.
Crasher, I wouldn't hate it if Scott Dixon pulls another one out. Again, representing the OG, Freak Nation. I wouldn't hate that. But that's another conversation we can have for another day when it comes to older drivers sticking around too long in their series.
Ooh.
I'm not saying Scott Dixon has.
Yes.
I'm not saying that. Because, frankly, I'm still looking at my watch, even though I'm not looking at the right hand. I'm still looking at my watch. Scott Dixon still has a shot to win the 2024 championship. That's how far back the guy's come to win the championship. What was it, Sonoma? 4 or 5 years ago,
Ooh,
Crasher?
When was that? He came in 5th place in the season finale. This is why IndyCar doesn't
Sonoma,
do...
Sonoma, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. This is why IndyCar doesn't do a playoff, because they don't need to. You have five drivers in the championship race eligible to win the championship. Scott came from fifth to win the title. Boom.
Yeah. But that Scott Dixon made it into the playoffs with IndyCar, right?
I just said that's why IndyCar doesn't do playoffs.
I'm just reiterating, Crasher. Oh, my goodness.
They want their ratings to go up.
Well, yeah.
Give me some playoffs, baby. Make the races matter. So that way we're tuning into, I don't know, the streets of Toronto in the middle of
freaking
July. And
why did the IndyCar finale in Nashville actually get sold off to the Penske Group? Again, because of that playoff scenario that Scott Borchetto said that the series should at least entertain, and Penske said, nope. Give me that finale.
We need to revisit that interview, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Do we have all our predictions in? Are we settled with it? Right?
Yeah. Got three Scots and one Colton.
Attaboy.
Three Scottish.
Freak Nation, what about you? Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, website, speedfreaks.tv. We can hit us up there. We're not going to hit us up with your freaking picks for 2025 IndyCar. On Twitter, at Speed Freaks. Let us know. Instagram, at Official Speed Freaks. Your picks for 2025 for IndyCar. Coming up, we continue our salute to February and African-American history and African-American history in motorsports. Also coming up, NHRA predictions and what we see happening at the Daytona 500. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Luke Soul Studios.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
This segment is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know you hear about therapy and the broad benefits that it can provide to people, but with BetterHelp, it's not just the benefits of therapy, it's also the convenience of being able to log on to more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. You know, we hear about red flags in life that we really should be avoiding. Something that BetterHelp is doing now, come on, race fans, you're with me here. How about looking for green flags, positive influences in your life, your family relationships, your friendships? BetterHelp can find that for you. Whether you're dating, married, building new friendships, BetterHelp can help you form relationships that love you back. Discover those green flags in your life with BetterHelp. Go today. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks. Positivity. Green flags in your life. It's all done with BetterHelp.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire Speed Freaks since 2001.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, Freak Nation. This segment's brought to you by our friends at Straight Talk. Need more data so you can stream your jams on a loop, or even better, stream Speed Freaks, then switch to Straight Talk and get real, unlimited data on a reliable 5G network, Straight Talk, available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. We continue on with our predictions. NHRA's up next for 2025. Where do we see Top Fuel, Pro Stock, Bunny Car? I gave everybody the choice. You go with any of the divisions in NHRA or just something in general with the series. Yep. But your predictions for NHRA coming up in moments. It is February. We continue to celebrate Black History Month. We're going to feature Latasha Kazi from Phoenix Raceway. We're featuring people inside the motorsports and automotive industry for February here in the Freak Nation. All right, NHRA. I grew up on NHRA. NHRA, Supercross, Motocross, Flat Track, those were my go-tos as a punk-ass kid. I don't want to start. That's why, because I can get pretty long in the tongue with this one. So let's throw Cole to the wolves on this one. Cole, your NHRA predictions for 2025 are?
Awesome. So I'm going to go with Pro Stock. I covered my first NHRA event last year, and I was really drawn to the friendly but heated rivalry between Eric Enders and Greg Anderson. Mm-hmm. Thought it was awesome seeing Greg Anderson get that sixth championship, driving the Hendrick Cars colors. So I'm going to go with, they're both six-time champions now in Pro Stock. I'm going to go with Eric Enders to break that tie and get number seven this year.
Why?
Ooh. Why? She's like the best female to ever do it, in my opinion. She's awesome. She wins like every single week, it seems like. But she's, I don't know.
She's not, she wasn't happy at all with the tail end of her year last year crashing.
Right, right. She has a chip on her shoulder. I think Cole is on to something. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it has been. It's been either the Erica Enders show or the Greg Anderson show. So will the axis of the earth shift back to her for 2025? I think you're on to something. Absolutely. I think Dallas Glenn, though, is really going to put his, I mean, what was it? The top three in points last year ended up being Greg, Dallas, and who am I? Aaron Stanfield, I believe. And the top three were only separated by 12 points. So I think Dallas Glenn is really going to put up a fight, just like he did at the end of last year as well. He's going to be tough. But I'm going, can I go next?
Yeah, but real quick, again, if you've never been to a drag race, like our friend Cody, if you've never been to a drag race, you won't find a tighter class 1 through 16 mm-hmm. than Pro Stock. And how these engineers and drivers can dial in a race car 1st through 16th when
every single weekend.
Milliseconds of division from 1 to 16. It's just millisecond. Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's tight. Crasher, hit it.
I have a feeling you're going to go where I'm going with this, Kenny. So I might alter mine here just at the last minute. I want to go Top Fuel because, yes, you're right. How the Pro Stock class can be so tight week in and week out is staggering. But what the Top Fuel class did at the end of 2024 and how tight they ended up being in their top 10 was pretty remarkable as well. And one name that inserted himself when I don't think a few of us really thought that he was going to was Tony Stewart. I think you might be going with the Tony Stewart mojo in 2025, Kenny, so I'm going to pull it back and I'm going to say Justin Ashley. Justin Ashley, I don't believe he ended up second in the class, but he was on a tear, and it was up to him and Antron Brown at the end of last season, right. And Antron took it, but I think Justin's angry and Justin's going to go for it this year. Give me Justin Ashley in 2025.
I would like to see Justin get angry.
He's so nice. You're right. You're right. He's just too nice to get angry.
I love the guy. We know his father very well. His father was part of the Freak Nation.
His dad. Yeah. His dad's funny car is right here on our shelf. Yes. Mike Ashley, the skull. So, yeah, you're right. Great family. Justin's getting married this year. So, He needs to win more money.
Another dude that might be shorter than you, Cole.
Yeah.
Is Justin, how tall are you?
I can confirm that, actually. I did. I interviewed him last year. Really nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, all the NHR people are so nice. Yep. They're so welcoming and accommodating. But he was just off the charts. Awesome. And I am taller, so always a plus.
Bonus.
Oh,
yes. A rarity.
Do you wear ankle socks with jeans?
Do I wear ankle socks?
Is that what they call them? Ankle socks, Crasher, where they just come right up to your ankle?
That's not crew socks. What do you call it?
Ankle socks?
I wear ankle socks. Yeah.
With jeans?
Yeah.
Because Justin does.
I like a light sock.
I busted his ass. He was on stage with us at PRI on the MTV stage, and he had his legs, and his pants came all the way up to here. And his like his little stupid ankle socks that didn't match. Oh, that's what it was. I think his mom had to bring. He even said on the air with us. His mom had to go to the store or whatever. Anyway,
get him some full size socks.
Yeah, Richie, NHRA predictions for you.
This is the series that I really, really want to love. And every time I've gone in person, I've loved it. And it's great to watch in person experiencing those 11,000 horsepower vehicles go down at 330 miles an hour. And I love the personalities that we have on every week on this show. Ron Capps was just on. Antron Brown's on all the time. But it's a series I'm having the toughest time trying to predict. Mm. And part of that is if you look at the champions in the two top classes, Top Fuel and Funny Car, there's been three different champions in each of the last 3 years. Ooh. And so my prediction is the unpredictability continues. Austin Prock was a story of last year. He was my driver of the year. And I don't think he's going to repeat, man. It's that's how close like these classes are nowadays. It's like that's why you've had so many different champions. It's like somebody else is going to take the bull by the horns in 2025 in Funny Car. Who that will be, I do not know yet. But but Austin Prock's going to have a sophomore slump this year. That's going to be my my big prediction.
Dang, he set records in 2024.
How could you not? And again, you could lean towards Fast Jack Beckman.
I mean, he had a great finish of the year, man.
The guy's repairing elevators and then gets the phone call, hops in John Force's car, and what, finishes second in Funny Car?
Mm-hmm. I believe
right?
so.
I don't think that's a bad pick, Richard C.
Thank you.
Now, Crasher, I think it's smoke bias for me. I was looking for reasons why Tony Stewart wouldn't win the Top Fuel Championship this year. Or at least vie for it. But looking back at my career as a father,
well, here
11
we go.
Years as a father.
I can tell Tony.
And every now and then,
do.
Rich, you can go to a two-shot. You don't have to let me suck up all the air in the room. There were instances of focus that I had when Henley was an infant through certain ages of her life. And then there was a bit of anti-focus. If there is such a thing.
There is now.
I think right now, Tony Stewart is in just an awesome mindset. He's got something with him he never thought he would have as a child. In fact, it was, you freaking kids know what cooties are? What that is?
Yes.
Well aware.
Yes.
He might even use that word. When he saw Henley in the carrier at 3 or 4 months old.
Oh, our daughter. Yeah, when he picked her up at Texas
Motor
Speedway.
No, he didn't pick her up. There's a picture of him doing this, looking over. But he is, and he cut the freaking cord.
We started that bet. We started that bet. A lot of other people in NASCAR want to take credit for it. Nope. No. That was us, because that's always been a thing for us in the Freak Nation. Do you, as a father, get in the room and cut the cord of your baby? And Tony swore 3 years ago, when we knew that this was potentially happening with Leah. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
It was public, actually, because they met in COVID and all that. And yes, Kenny, you threw it out there. Will you cut the cord if you guys end up getting married and having a baby? And he's like, hells no.
Tony will contend. All right. He will contend for
a
championship.
I believe he will, too. He's one of the best students of the sport. It doesn't matter what motorsport it is. And what he learned last year will be invaluable to him fighting for a championship this year, legitimately fighting. So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
He's got arguably one of the greatest coaches in the greatest positions right now, and his wife, who has always been competitive in Top Fuel when she was with a top team. So that certainly helps. And the dynamic between those two, it's fantastic. Go back and watch some of our interviews last year and year before with Leah and Tony. The dynamics between those two may not be what you think they are. Tony will take a step back and learn from Leah.
And he does very well.
Right.
And she credits him for that, too. He's one of my greatest students, is I think what she said specifically.
I am going to give a soft championship to Tony Stewart. But one gentleman right behind him, who now has a championship-winning crew chief on his team with John Force, Capco, Kalitta Motorsports, Josh Hart, who has the personality of
William Byron.
I mean, they could have it. You know what? It'd be a sleep-off. Who do you fall asleep to faster? Josh Hart in a Top Fuel car or William Byron?
In a stock car.
But the fact that he now has championship-winning crew chief Jason McCullough tuning his car for 2025, man, those were issues. There were performance issues with Josh Hart last year. And now with McCullough in there, able to take a deep dive and get in nooks and crannies that crew chiefs can do on these top fuel cars.
Is this Ed's son?
Josh Hart. Tony Stewart vying for the championship in top fuel.
Okay.
Latasha Causley.
Causey.
Latasha Causey with Phoenix Raceway. She joins us next. Go single shot, Richie. Latasha Causey. As Crash said, she's the boss, Phoenix Raceway, as we celebrate Black History Month. She joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
This segment is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know you hear about therapy and the broad benefits that it can provide to people, but with BetterHelp, it's not just the benefits of therapy, it's also the convenience of being able to log on to more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. You know, we hear about red flags in life that we really should be avoiding. Something that BetterHelp is doing now, come on, race fans, you're with me here. How about looking for green flags, positive influences in your life, your family relationships, your friendships? BetterHelp can find that for you. Whether you're dating, married, building new friendships, BetterHelp can help you form relationships that love you back. Discover those green flags in your life with BetterHelp. Go today. Visit BetterHelp.com/speedfreaks and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks. Positivity, green flags in your life. It's all done with BetterHelp.
3 years of sellout crowds, 3 years of edge of your seat action, 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR, and now NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Playoffs are coming Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
This freaking segment is brought to you by our friends at Lucas Oil. Now, what automobile do you have in the garage? I bet Lucas Oil could keep that thing fat and happy and on the road. From everyday car care, heavy-duty trucking to agriculture, hot rods, classic cars, motorcycles, and marine, Lucas Oil has what you need to keep those engines, interiors, and exteriors looking like and running like they're supposed to be. For more information, go to the website, lucasoil.com, and find the perfect Lucas Oil product. Keep your rides on the road. She's quickly becoming a veteran of the Freaks. Every time we kick off a new season or sometime around March or November, Latasha Causey joins us here in the Freak Nation, president of Phoenix Raceway. She's jumping around downtown New Orleans getting set for the Super Bowl. What jersey is that you have on, Latasha?
You know what? This is a customized jersey. I don't know. I can't get it all in the camera, but it's a customized jersey from Jet Life. It was a NASCAR collaboration, so it felt fitting while I'm out here for Super Bowl to wear this today.
It is fitting. Hey, this just came to me. I'm curious, when you're down on Radio Row this week talking to a bunch of freaking sports radio hacks, and you get on with them, and they see an African-American woman, and then they hear president, and then they hear NASCAR, and then they hear Phoenix Raceway, do they go, huh?
Yes, I have gotten a whole, this week has been a great, I've been here since Tuesday, and this week has been a week of certainly a lot of, oh my, really? You're at NASCAR, a black woman? And so everyone is just very, very curious and has been super, super supportive.
But yeah, that's the thing. You have broken barriers. You have created history. You are Latasha Causey, the first black woman to lead, to be president of a NASCAR track in its 75 plus year history. So it's amazing, though, the other side of the story that you didn't come from a motorsports background necessarily. So you proved yourself through your business leadership, your business acumen, and then all of a sudden here comes this racetrack calling and you pass the interview, so to speak, with flying colors. Tell me that motivates people. Tell me you get emails from little girls saying, I want to be you when I grow up.
Yeah, you know what? It has truly been a game changer, not just from little girls in general, but I have gotten a ton of messages from little all girls, right? Every color, everything. But as well, just women in general that have just come forward and like, oh my God, for you to have made a, even just to make that career transition, but then to do something like this, you know, everyone is just like, God, it's just such an inspiration and just something that, you know, most people are scared to do. And so they're always asking, how'd you get the courage to do something like that? And so, yes, I do get a ton of emails and, you know, a ton of meeting requests, coffee requests, like, hey, can we talk through this? And, you know, what you were thinking. And then I get a ton of requests of, would you be willing to talk to my daughter or their high school class or, you know, whoever it may be. You know, I get a lot of teachers just asking to speak to their students in general, just about the possibility of what's possible in a space that maybe you're not represented in, but a space that you can be in.
What are some of the most interesting questions that when you're on a coffee date, that somebody asked you?
Yeah, you know, really it's the why. Like, why NASCAR, right? And, you know, it's always that question of why. And, you know, when people think about NASCAR, you know, you're thinking about only being a driver. And so, you know, I get that question a lot. Hey, were you in racing? Were you in motorsports? You know, can you drive the car? You know, it's always very, very focused on that. And so, you know, I have to remind people that, well, yes, that's the thing that keeps our sport going is the racing, the on track, the hotness of that. There is so much more that goes into NASCAR, right, in order for those drivers to be able to get on those tracks. And so really allowing them the opportunity to know and learn more about, you know, what it takes to do that.
As we celebrate Black History Month here in the Freak Nation, Latasha Causey joining us here in the Freak Nation, Lucas Oil Studios, president of Phoenix Raceway. Were you one of those young girls that took no crap from anybody? But could your parents or aunts and uncles have predicted, this is no problem. We knew that she was going to be a damn president. She was going to NASCAR, the most white sport out there, and kick its ass as a female, as an African-American, and as a president of a racetrack.
Yeah, you know what? I have the most amazing parents. And my parents, for me, have always been very much like, hey, don't let anyone put you in a box. Don't let anyone tell you what you can and can't do or the only things that you are supposed to do is this. And so for me, my parents were very focused on make sure you go get your education, make sure you prepare yourself and set yourself apart from others. And so I have done that from a very young age. And so when I, you know, when I received the offer at NASCAR, I took my parents and my brother and my sister-in-law, you know, out to breakfast to tell them, you know, to give them this big news before it became big news. And, you know, in the moment, all of them were like, well, we're not surprised about you being the president, but they were like, damn, NASCAR. And so it was just like this huge, because nobody had been to NASCAR. And so it was just like this really, you know, this big moment, and they have all been so supportive. I mean, I roll like an entourage, right? With my family comes to every single one of my races. And, you know, when people are like, you know, your family, which I have a husband and two kids, and that's what you're thinking. I'm like, no, I come with the family because that's how we roll. So it's just, it's been an amazing thing. And yeah, they were surprised, not by, you know, the progression, but just the surprise of like where I was going. But they now all are huge NASCAR fans.
We'll get to some NASCAR questions here in just a second, but tell me who your family's, any of them, favorite drivers have become.
You know, they have had the opportunity to spend time with Raja Karuth and his family. And so, you know, with like teams and athletes and professional athletes, you become, you know, unless you're like, this is my team, you become, you know, familiar and you become supportive of like individuals. And so they love Raja. They're really, really excited to see where Raja is going to go in his young career. We know that Raja is going to be phenomenal. He's already phenomenal, but Raja just has such great roots and such a great family that, you know, it's just been an amazing thing for them to see and watch Raja. And he's so sweet every time he sees my entourage pull up.
Hey, nice. Careful. You might offend Bubba if you don't mention Bubba in there.
You know how I feel about Bubba and the 2311 team. I mean, honestly, holistically, though, I mean, the relationships I have developed over the last few years have been amazing. You know, Ryan Blaney is phenomenal. I just mentioned Ross earlier today. Daniel will be out in Phoenix for Daniel's Amigos. He's been amazing. I mean, I am not kidding you. I have had so many drivers that I have just had now over the last 2 years, the ability to spend some time with, get to know. Again, they've been super supportive of me. You know, Ryan came out here last year for our Phoenix Raceway Charities Luncheon. And I mean, he's just an amazing person, amazing human being. And there's so many of them that you can say that about, you know, holistically in NASCAR. So I have now gotten out of my, there's only one driver that I'm focused on. Now I've built all these relationships and I'm fully supportive of so many.
Latasha Kazi, president of Phoenix Raceways. We celebrate Black History Month here in the Freak Nation. As a parent of an 11-year-old, we would love to just continue to tell our daughter how great things are out in the world. There's never going to be any issues. It's not life. You as a African-American woman in NASCAR, what are some of the difficulties that you've had, Latasha, in this position?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, like you said, we do not live in a world or in a space where we will not have to deal with things holistically, right? All of us will have to deal with things. You know, I think for me at NASCAR, I think I told you guys this before, you know, it wasn't about me being a Black woman running a track or running a raceway. You know how NASCAR is. Our fans are generational, right? We have some of the most amazing fans. So when I get criticized or I get criticism, when I get things, it's because I haven't been in NASCAR. Now fans have embraced that. But for me, it was really about getting out there and building relationships with our fan base, right? Getting out there and to let them know like, hey, I'm here because I'm supposed to be. And I really appreciate you for being here and being a NASCAR fan for so long. And I want to get to know you. I want to figure out how can we be friends and how can I make sure you continue to come back to Phoenix Raceway year after year. And so I would say that the fan base, but there's also another thing. And this is the one thing that I tell my kids as well is social media, right? Mm. So, you know, I don't read the comments. I learned that right away. Now there will be people on my team that will tell me, okay, well, there were a couple things that came up. So something that was, I thought was a little funny, but my team was like, oh my God. So, you know, our race weekend last year, championship was during election week. And I chose 100% to remain. I don't do anything political, right? So I chose to refrain from all of that. And so as I chose to refrain from that, there were people on the comments, you know, if there was something that was missing at the raceway, it was suddenly like Latashanomics or like there was these like things that were coming up. But I thought it was hilarious, right? And my team's like, oh my God, don't read the comments. Like, you know, and then as I'm laughing, then they begin to laugh. And I'm like, you guys, you know, that we're in a world and we're in a space where people feel like they can freely say those types of things, which they can. It's how I choose to react to those things and how I choose to move forward. And so I choose not to let those things get under my skin. And I hope that for our kids, for your 11-year-old daughter, for my 13-year-old and my 17-year-old, I hope we figure out that balance of, you know, those people that are hiding behind their comments in social media and real life.
Didn't the Steves tell you when you were hired on that this is just NASCAR? We get daggers thrown at us all the time.
Yes, yes. You know, so both of the Steves, you know, I love Steve Phelps because, you know, Steve is just who he is, right? He's authentically him, and he doubles down on anything that he says. He's like, I said what I said.
Latasha, we know it's a busy day for you. Thanks, as always, thank you for taking time out to join us here in the Freak Nation. We'll see you in March.
Thank you so much. Always great to talk to you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the lab to Lucas Oil products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
This segment is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know you hear about therapy and the broad benefits that it can provide to people, but with BetterHelp, it's not just the benefits of therapy, it's also the convenience of being able to log on to more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. You know, we hear about red flags in life that we really should be avoiding. Something that BetterHelp is doing now, come on, race fans, you're with me here. How about looking for green flags, positive influences in your life, your family relationships, your friendships? BetterHelp can find that for you. Whether you're dating, married, building new friendships, BetterHelp can help you form relationships that love you back. Discover those green flags in your life with BetterHelp. Go today, visit betterhelp.com/speedfreaks and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks. Positivity, green flags in your life. It's all done with BetterHelp.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire Speed Freaks since 2001.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
3 years of sellout crowds. 3 years of edge of your seat action. 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR. And now, NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Playoffs are coming. Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, make your plans now to get yourself a new set of General tires. Fall's here. Winter's coming. Wet weather. You want to make sure you're on a new set of General tires. For more information, check it out at GeneralTire.com. That's GeneralTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for over two decades. Freak Nation, last segment of our predictions for 2025 in motorsports, NHRA, IndyCar, NASCAR, Formula One. We're well into Supercross, and now with Jet Lawrence out, I figured, you know, let's just pump the brakes on two-wheel for now. To find out what our predictions were for the other series, all of those four series, be sure you can re-watch the show on YouTube. You can watch the replays on MAV. Follow us on Instagram. Richard C. will be bringing up our picks for 2025. Crasher, with us celebrating our 25 years in June, we've seen so much, done so much. And we continue to do many different things. I mean, this set is bananas that we've developed over the last 2 weeks. And it's only going to get better as we're on the ride for 25 years, Freak Nation. Before we get into what we think is going to happen at Daytona, Crasher, there was something that Denny Hamlin said last week regarding the exemption when it comes to, was it Daytona 500 or...
I believe it's every race, isn't it? In that, yes, you have a world-class or world-class driver exemption. Right. I forget the exact words of it.
Anyway, yes.
You get it.
Every race.
Yes.
And he's got an issue with it. Richie, throw out the Denny Hamlin. Let's talk about that a bit before we get into our Daytona 500 predictions.
It reaps of desperation. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know how nice you can really say it. It just feels like you're really trying to get any kind of headline you can to be relevant. And I don't love it. To me, it's a short-term gain, long-term loss. I just think that you're the premier stock car series in the U.S., the premier racing sport in the U.S. Be the big boys, you know, and force people to come in here and get their credentials and do it the natural way. I don't think it's going to be a big factor really anywhere other than Daytona.
Actually, I disagree with Denny in the sense of I don't think there's any long-term loss to this. I think it's great to bring worldwide eyeballs into a race, especially the Daytona 500. Hook them at the beginning of the season. Keep them for the season. If this one driver does well, the one driver, the worldwide exemption, again, I don't know the exact term. It's escaping my mind right now. But yeah, it does good. It brings extra eyeballs. It's one position. It allows the field to go to 41 drivers instead of 40. I see no loss in this. I see nothing but a gain because you're only going to go outside the normal NASCAR audience, maybe more than usual for this position to get more eyeballs on your sport. If you hook them, boom, it's a benefit. That's a benefit long-term, not a loss long-term.
Richie's over there like a little kid that needs to pee with his foot. He wants to talk.
Then let him talk.
No. Hold on.
I sense some disagreement.
I can't get fired up on this either way, so I'm going to let you two or three battle this out. It doesn't matter that much to me because when people start talking about gimmick, listen, sports is about gimmicks. Or whatever you want to call it, extended opportunities to move forward, to win, to take. It's all part of it. But if they're going to do this, then why don't they make you have to qualify to get in every freaking race?
I would agree with that.
Why not? The qualifying for Indy 500, we already know who's going to be in there, Crasher.
Well, if there's only 33 cars, right. But
Bump day is like freaking hump day, bro.
It's like one driver getting bumped out. You are right.
Right.
Bring it. Okay, I absolutely agree with you there. Allow these world-class drivers to compete, but don't give them a guarantee. Because especially in the biggest race of your series, you need to be able to qualify to be in there. So I am with you there. Don't guarantee their entrance.
Richie, do I want to tee it up for Cole and you two can freaking battle?
Yeah, Cole. Okay, so Cole and I vehemently disagree about this. Okay. And so, yeah, you've kind of explained my thoughts on it. And so, Cole, please, you have the floor. Go ahead. Explain to the Freak Nation why you're wrong. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh. All right. I have an opinion both ways. I do agree with Kresh. Oh, I think bringing eyes.
Can't go both ways.
Well, No. I agree with it. Bringing eyes to the sport. However, I do agree with Denny in the sense that I don't see a world where someone that has never driven a NASCAR stock car in the Cup Series automatically gets to race in the Great American Race or whatever track they're going to be at over somebody like a Jimmy Johnson, who's a seven-time champion, one of three in that regard in NASCAR's history, or even Martin Truex Jr. driving for Tricon, who's also a former champion in his own right. So I think that Denny's 1,000% correct in saying that these guys, well, yes, it's awesome. It's going to bring eyes for them to drive in the race. I think you should have to prove yourself and compete against the best of the best in qualifying and make your way into the race.
Pritchie.
Yeah, I'm gonna completely disagree with you. Here's the thing: now sports in general are a TV show anymore. That's what they are. Okay, they're not actual exhibitions of sport, basically, right? They are a television show, and it's a opportunity to get eyeballs on your sport, and that's what this is. This is an opportunity for NASCAR to get more eyeballs on people watching. Are there going to be more IndyCar fans who maybe aren't generally NASCAR fans tuning in to the Daytona 500 this year because of Helio Castroneves? I think there 100% will be. Travis Pastrana did the same thing. Travis Pastrana is one of the biggest names in motorsports over the last 25 years. Even if you're not a fan of any particular motorsport, you know who Travis Pastrana is because of the X Games. And he drew extra eyeballs to the Daytona 500 when he was able to get in. So this is marketing for me. It's marketing 101. If you can get the biggest names in sports in your event, do it 10 times out of 10. I don't care if they earn their way in or not. That's how NASCAR grows as a sport. IndyCar should do this. Formula One should do this and add an extra team to get more people in and invest in your sport. Like, oh, dude, Max Verstappen, you're telling me if Max Verstappen wants to drive a NASCAR that he shouldn't automatically be in, and you'd immediately draw in an entire international fan base to tune in and watch him? Same thing with Fernando Alonso, and he raced in the Indy 500, right? You're bringing in those extra eyeballs. It's genius.
Fernando Alonso didn't qualify on his second attempt for the Indy 500. So, yes, again, you still should be able to qualify. Get the car in on your own merit. Bring the eyeballs for the weekend because, yes, look, you are a big name, and that, rightly so, you should have a chance to get in, but qualify. Qualified, you still need to earn your spot in my opinion.
Cool.
Can I jump in one more time?
Yes. Actually?
All right, awesome. So I think with the label, and whatever it is, world-class racer, elite racer, and then being guaranteed a spot, I think that you're going to see a competitive drive from most all these guys. I mean, look at SVG. He made that one start, yep, and won the damn race.
It was, yep, amazing.
Kimi Raikkonen, his first start, I know he didn't have the finish he probably deserved, but he had a really good run too. So I think Helio Castroneves is another good example. I think he's going to be competitive, obviously, in trackhouse equipment driving at Daytona. But with that label, I feel like, yes, it's going to bring more eyes to the sport. These guys should be competitive. But it gets to a point, if it gets to a point where this rule is being implemented and these drivers making one-offs aren't being competitive or getting the results that fully like warrant the rule, then it should go away. But I'm curious to see how it plays out. It's not going to be a factor outside Daytona.
Yeah.
Maybe the 600 in the future, but I do agree with you guys in the sense that it's going to bring more rest.
Should Mike Wallace have been allowed to compete Daytona 500?
Okay, so what constitutes a world-class driver?
I'm not saying anything about world-class. I'm talking about a dude that has seen his share of time behind the stock car. First, all right, listen, we got about a minute and a half before we get into our Daytona 500.
You need to treat the Daytona 500 like we as fans are treating the Indy 500. Qualify to get in. I don't care who you are. Roger Penske has been X'd from the Indy 500. Fernando Alonso was X'd from the Indy 500 because their car wasn't good enough. So guess what? Same thing applies for the Daytona 500. Get your big world-classness in and the eyeballs on the weekend, but earn your way in.
I don't think he would have made it on speed, honestly.
Cole, Daytona.
Helio?
Cole.
No, not Helio. Mike Wallace.
We got a minute. Cole, sorry. Daytona 500 winner.
Ryan Blaney, YRB. He's got four straight top two finishes, finished runner-up in the Clash from last to second. He's a four-time drafting track winner.
Cole's been a Penske snorkeler the entire show.
I guess so.
Jesus.
Richie, quickly, Daytona 500 winner.
You know what? I am going to take, you know what?
What do you have, the magic figure eight ball over there you're looking at?
I don't know. Give me Kyle Busch, man.
That's who I was going to take. That's who I was
going to take.
Okay, Kyle Busch. Yes, because Richard Childress Racing knows Daytona, knows Talladega. Kyle Busch was, what, second the last 2 years? Give me KFB.
The last time Bubba Wallace finished outside the top 20 was when he was driving for Richard Petty Motorsports. Give me Bubba Wallace to win your 2025 Daytona awesome. 500.
Wow.
In February for Black History Month.
Nice.
We'll do it again next week, Freak Nation. Happy Daytona 500 coming up. See ya!
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
This segment is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know you hear about therapy and the broad benefits that it can provide to people, but with BetterHelp, it's not just the benefits of therapy, it's also the convenience of being able to log on to more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. You know, we hear about red flags in life that we really should be avoiding. Something that BetterHelp is doing now, come on, race fans, you're with me here. How about looking for green flags, positive influences in your life, your family relationships, your friendships? BetterHelp can find that for you. Whether you're dating, married, building new friendships, BetterHelp can help you form relationships that love you back. Discover those green flags in your life with BetterHelp. Go today, visit betterhelp.com/speedfreaks and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/speedfreaks. Positivity, green flags in your life, it's all done with BetterHelp.
For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
Lowe's knows that your deadlines don't change, even when your job does. But with Lowe's Buy Online, Pick Up in Store, we'll help you adjust on the fly. And when you absolutely can't leave the project, we can deliver to your job site as soon as same day. Lowe's knows pros. We help you save. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Rev up your passion for speed. MAV-TV Go is the ultimate streaming app for race fans. Enjoy exclusive racing, live events, groundbreaking originals, and a lot more. Anytime, anywhere, for free. Whether you're a diehard or just getting started, MAV-TV Go has something for everyone. MAV-TV Go, your global home of motorsports. Now on the go. Download the app now.
3 years of sellout crowds. 3 years of edge of your seat action. 3 years of jaw-dropping finishes. Worldwide Technology Raceway has rocked the world of NASCAR. And now, NASCAR is giving us another reason to celebrate. The 2025 NASCAR Cup Series Championship Playoffs are coming. Sunday, September 7th, 2025. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.